Hi there, and welcome to the Man in the Van podcast, your regular audio drive time companion, where our main aim is education through a conversation. Through our conversations, delve deep into all things related to the tradesperson contracting community, from news to education to industry happenings, helping you do better business while building a better and improved South African tradesman and women contracting community. Thanks for tuning in. Let's start the conversation.
It's another big hearty welcome to our audience, you, the listener out there listening to this podcast episode. Thanks for tuning in. With me in studio today, I have Mrs. Victoria Armstrong to discuss Finder, a soon to come and exciting new mobile application that will focus on assisting consumers with finding reputable tradespeople in their area. Victoria, thanks a stack for joining me in studio today, for your time and your effort for this podcast.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to come chat to you guys.
Just before we give our guests the opportunity to introduce themselves, have a listen to this. We'd like to remind our audience that this episode is proudly brought to you by Articulated Plumber. This year, various role players in the plumbing industry will gather once more for an ultimate boxing showdown, and it's all in the name of charity.
Yes, the plumbing industry is gearing up for this year's Champions for Charity boxing match.
This white-collar boxing event will ultimately see various average Joes step into the ring and give boxing a bash.
If you want to find out more about sponsorships or want to get involved, please email c4c@pirb.co.za for more.
All right, so before I fire away with all of the other questions mm-hmm. that I have for you, just for you to introduce yourself to the audience, please.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, my name is Victoria Armstrong. I'm actually the owner of Finder. We recently registered as a company.
Right, sir.
Yeah, so I was quite proud of that because, I mean, we've been working on it since the beginning of last year. So it's been 18 months or so that we've been working on it. So, yeah, I was quite proud when we registered a couple months ago. So I studied law, BCom law specifically at university. Very quickly realized that law is definitely not for me or the people you deal with. So I didn't actually want to, ultimately I didn't want to be an attorney or an advocate. I wanted to go into business, and it was just kind of figuring out, you know, a good route to get there. My parents were quite... definitely not adamant on university, but that you get some kind of tertiary education. Mm-hmm. So be it at an academic university or a trade school or, you know, whatever you wanted, they wanted us to go do a bit more than just matric. So I went and did BCom law. I majored in tax and accounting.
And it's always that can be well applied to,
yes,
to running a business.
Exactly. So that was the thinking behind it. You know, in BCom law, you only do commercial law subjects. So yeah, and then I did a postgrad in tax, and then I started working at a software development company, and they were doing. I did the books for them, because you know,
having the tax background,
tax and accounting, I was doing the books, and yeah, my role kind of just slowly started changing. And then I kind of came up with the idea for Finder, and you know, was lucky enough. I got some investors on board. Now we're kind of like here with this project, yeah.
Which is quite exciting.
Yes, no, it is. It's very exciting. I'm very excited.
All right, so Finder. We mentioned in Finder, in our opening statement, we mentioned that Finder is a mobile application.
Yes.
But please do tell us, this is your brainchild. It's been a project that's been coming for a while, and it is exciting that we're finally here close to the launch thereof.
Yes.
Please tell us about what this app's function will be.
Okay, cool. So basically, it's almost like, so we all know Uber, mm-hmm. you know, Uber. So it's the concept of Uber, but with tradespeople.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, obviously, it's a bit different. But the idea is that if you, let's take plumbing specifically, if you have a leaking pipe, for example, you know, you just go onto your phone, you type in some information, you take some pictures of the leaking pipe, you put in your address, and then you basically send out this, like, brief for the job to a certain range of plumbers in your area.
In a specific area.
Yeah, in a specific area. And then those plumbers can get back to you with their various quotes, and they obviously they can see your information, they can see where you live, how far it is from them, what the actual problem is. They can see the pictures, what time you'd like them there, the date you'd like them there. Then the plumbers can check that out, and they can then basically almost like, I loosely use the word tendering, but almost like tendering, then they can tender on the job, and then the consumer gets back multiple different jobs from different companies. And then the consumer has the opportunity to pick from those plumbers who he or she would like to have do the job. And then in the little, they can build like little profiles, so you basically, it's almost like a tiny little website. And you can see your reviews and stuff on there as well. So, the consumer can make a informed decision on the app. And then once the consumer's picked a company, then we also actually have a management system, but we'll touch on that a bit later. Mm-hmm. And then the management system manages all the jobs that they have throughout the day. You allocate various plumbers to the different jobs, and then they also have the app on their phone, so they can then, it tells them what their next job is. They just push a little go button, it navigates them to the job, it lets the consumer know that they're on their way. The consumer can track the plumber to see how far the plumber is away from his or her home. And then when the plumber gets to the job, he can also add photos and write notes, and it's almost like a logbook as well for the plumber.
Nice.
And then all that information gets stored together. Yeah. So that's the basic premise of what it will do.
Its primary function. So, I mean, what a cool concept.
Yeah.
But the fact is that from what I deduce from what you're saying is that it will be, although the plumbers will also use it, or tradespeople will also use it, it will be mainly focused on the customer or consumers and assisting them in finding tradespeople within the area. Is that correct?
Yes, 100%. So it's definitely, it's there to make something we work towards, kind of like our slogan. I don't know if I want to put it in cement yet that it's our slogan, but it's making life easier.
Yeah.
And that's for the consumer. It is, in fact, for the tradesperson as well. I mean, we specifically use plumbers now in this circumstance, but it is for all, not for all tradespeople, but for certain trades. But it's hopefully to make their lives easier as well,
Sure.
The goal is not just to... It's to make everybody's life easier. It's an easier way for the tradespeople to find jobs.
Yeah. That's what technology is all about.
Yes.
It's simplifying life for us. It's simplifying otherwise, time-consuming and difficult tasks. Absolutely.
100%.
This is what Finder is going to do. The Finder application is going to do that for people.
Yeah, and I mean, with the fourth industrial revolution, it's almost a necessity, I know in the trades... people aren't exactly super keen on a change or, technological advancements or whatever. But I think ultimately, it's a necessity. If industries don't move this way, you're going to fall behind.
Yeah.
It's not really, I wouldn't say it's not an option, but very soon I think it is not going to be an option.
Listen, I have a little four-year-old, and even she uses applications on the
phone. Yeah, no, it's not the four-year-olds that are the problem. They're solid. She knows what she's doing.
I do respect what you're saying. Not everybody is technologically inclined, and people have skills. They can work with their hands, etc. So they don't necessarily want to work on phones.
100%. But in the same vein, we have knowing who our obviously the consumer is our one client, but the tradespeople are our other clients. It is just our application doesn't work without making both parties happy.
Absolutely.
So we have specifically with having the fact that tradespeople are not, they don't want to be on computers, which is why they're out doing trades. Exactly. If they wanted to work behind a desk, they would have.
That's what they have, where they have, would have been.
Yes, exactly. So with that in mind, we've really tried to keep the system as simple and user-friendly as possible. We haven't made it complicated. We haven't made it... I mean, there's lots of things, that we could have added, dashboards and stats and notifications and all sorts of things, but we try to keep it as simple and uncomplicated as possible, because we know that the guys and girls that we're targeting, are not necessarily fans of sitting in front of their computer all day.
You know? It's providing and accommodating all the yes. parties that are going to use the app.
Yeah, 100%, exactly.
Just before we continue the conversation, have a listen to this.
Introducing the Plumbing Industry Registration Board Company Registration Portal. Now you can register your company to have access to more benefits, including purchasing and allocating certificates of compliance to your PRB registered employees. Visit www.pirb.co.za to find out more information. Plumber training has never been easier with articulated plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy to follow courses can be found on iopsitraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
Welcome back. I have Mrs. Victoria Armstrong to discuss Finder, an exciting new mobile application that will focus on assisting consumers with finding reputable tradespeople in their area. What was the inspiration for the Finder app to be developed in the first place? Where did the idea come from? What motivated you to or inspired you to sort of put this thing together and make it a reality?
Yeah. So my father is actually a plumber. My grandfather's a plumber and my uncle's a plumber. So I have I have a lot of plumbers. I have a lot of plumbers in my life. And so plumbing is always something I've been around. That's actually why I use plumbing as an example. It's a trade I'm very comfortable with
and very familiar with.
Well, I'm quite familiar. I mean, I'm no plumber. I am no plumber.
I talk to plumbers every day on the podcast, but I'm not a plumber either.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I am by no means a plumber. But yeah, it's an environment I'm familiar with, and you know, something like the PRB is something I'm very familiar with. You know, my father, my uncle, they are licensed plumbers. You know, it's something I'm aware of. You know, and they've, you know, my father's very passionate about uplifting the trades. He's a very proud plumber. I'm very proud to be a plumber's daughter. I mean, he gave me, you know, you heard earlier, I got to go to university and studied what I wanted. If I wanted to be a plumber, I would have been supported in that. I'm definitely not strong enough to lift a geezer up into a roof. I have smelt drain rods my whole life, but I'm still not used to it. So I wouldn't be able to handle that. But, you know, my father worked very hard for me, and I got now this opportunity to go and do what I wanted to do. So I'm very proud of tradespeople, and I'm very proud of, you know, what they do for their families and how they support their families. So that was kind of the beginning of you know, how I was kind of looking at it. And then I recently purchased a house with my husband last year. And it was interesting. I mean, obviously now we're new at this, so it's not like, and I mean, we've both, you know, now I've just started a business, so it's not like we're rolling in any cash or anything, you know. So we were trying to do things, you know, we were trying to do some things ourselves, some things we definitely shouldn't have.
As affordable as possible.
Yeah, it's trying to be affordable. You know, there were some places, I mean, like when it came to the plumbing, it wasn't an issue. I just phoned my grandfather and I was like, hey, Opal, will you come over please and fix this mess I've made?
You knew where to find a reputable
plumber. Yes, and that's the thing. I knew where to find exactly. And interestingly, when we bought the house, you know, so I know about a geezer COC, right? So I know about the dangers of a geezer. A general customer, it's not something you're exposed to. It's only because I've been exposed to it my whole life that I know about the dangers that plumbing can actually be very dangerous. And
if it's done incorrectly,
100%.
Absolutely.
And when you have people who don't know what they're doing your plumbing, that's very dangerous. And the general consumer doesn't know that. I mean, they just think, oh, well, I don't know, just a plumber.
They don't understand the risks.
Yeah,
involved.
Just pipes or whatever. And they have no idea that they basically have a bomb, you know, in their roof, or if they're,
unhealthy
Legionnaire's disease.
Exactly.
Yeah, coming out.
Unhygienic drain systems.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. They're just like, oh, it's just, you know. And it was interesting because when we purchased the house, we needed an electrical COC. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I mean, I know what a plumbing COC is. And then I actually thought to myself, it was interesting that it's not a law that you require a plumbing COC. I thought to myself, oh, well, I basically have a bomb in my house and I'm now buying this house. I'm asking the bank for a lot of money. I'm dedicating 20 years of my life to paying this back. I got my father to come and look at it and went, you know, it's okay, your geese is good. But I thought it was interesting, you know, that you didn't need like a plumbing COC.
Yeah, it wasn't required by
Anyway, that's a bit of a side story. But yeah, so we bought the house. And there was stuff that needed to be done. And I didn't actually know where to look, you know. So, I mean, you Google. So, I mean, that's what we do. We go onto Google. I mean, you could ask.
The plumber you could easily find. I mean,
the plumber for me was easy. I had a grandfather.
The other tradespeople.
I was like, and the thing is, the only reason I knew about the plumbers is because it's my father and my uncle.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't have my father and my uncle, I wouldn't have known. And on top of that, I wouldn't have known that there was things, you know, like the PRB or IOPSA that
the industry bodies.
That holds these plumbers accountable and, you know, checks up on them, make sure that they're doing their CPD, you know, they're keeping up to date with, you know, the new.
And have some recourse for the consumer if something goes wrong.
Yes, 100%. So, you know, so I'd go and Google, you know, like electrician near me, you know, and like a bunch of them would pop up. But how am I supposed to know if they actually are what they say they are? I mean, you know, I mean, it's, if I said to you, would you go to a doctor who hasn't studied to be a doctor? What are you going to say to me?
Definitely not.
And yet when it comes to plumbers, electricians, pest control, roofing, waterproofing, the answer isn't the same. It's like, oh, well, I just want, you know, whatever's cheaper. I do not want whatever's cheaper. I mean, as long as it takes to get my degree is what it takes to become a qualified plumber. Mm. You know, it's not like some quick, I don't know, 3-week course that you can do and you can now do
you
this.
You know what you're doing. And you're properly qualified.
Yes.
I mean, there are people in the street corners who call themselves plumbers and other tradespeople, like, and they may just as well call themselves a heart surgeon for that matter.
Yeah, in my opinion. I mean, or at least someone who has a BCom law degree, because it's, you know, I just thought to myself, okay, cool. So you say you're an electrician, but how do I know you're an electrician anyway? So I did some more research. And again, it's only because I knew about the PRB did I have any inclination that there could be other industry bodies, you know.
Yeah,
and
there is
the Electrical Association of South Africa, pest control. They have some things, the roofing people, you know, they got some associations and bodies, you know. And I'd go look and I'd go, ooh, okay, well, nowhere on your website does it say that you are part of the Electrical Association. So how can, must I just take your word that you can? I was like, no, I'm not.
How can you rest assured as a consumer who wants to use this tradesperson that they are properly qualified?
Yes.
That they are reliable?
Yes.
That they will be held accountable if they
something do does.
Not, yes, yes. If something goes wrong.
Exactly. And that's kind of like when I started thinking to myself, you know what? It's actually really hard, and it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be difficult to find. Honestly, it's not that there aren't good tradespeople out there. Mm. It's not. They are there. It's just they're kind of like, because it's so easy to call yourself a plumber, to call yourself an electrician, they get kind of smushed in with.
Yeah, it's so diluted with people who are unqualified, unregistered, not properly licensed to do certain things.
Exactly. And then it gets very difficult for the consumer. And then the consumer has like this bad taste in their mouth because they've had this plumber, quote unquote, that's come into their home, completely stuffed it up, is completely unprofessional. And then they go, oh, you know, this is all plumbers. It's not. Yeah. It's not all plumbers.
It creates a negative a perception with the consumers.
Exactly. And it's not. I can tell you now, it's not. I know how my father did not have a messed up bucky. He did not have his butt hanging out, you know, the whole time. He was a very respectable man with a very tidy bucky, you know. So as I was, you know, kind of realizing this, you know, and like I said, I worked in a software development company. So it was not, it was something that, you know, and I started speaking to my one colleague about it, Jacques, actually, because I am by no means a
developer yourself.
Yes, I am by no means a software developer myself. I had the idea, but that is, you know, I cannot actually code, you know, and I started chatting to my colleague about it, Jacques, and he was very, you know, he was very keen about it, you know, and then, yeah, we started actually, we made an effort to speak to some of the associations and to try and get like a feeling from them. So, yeah, basically the ultimate thing with Finder is that we've decided that we will not allow any tradespeople who are not recognized against some kind of body and a body that we can trust, you know. So we've done our research with a couple bodies. So for example, like I know I'm quite in, not involved in the plumbing industry, but I know about it. So
well familiar with the plumbing industry, like the professional bodies that exist for the plumbing.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, we started with the PRB and we, you know, we had a meeting with them and we chatted to them and we, you know, and they seemed quite keen on it. So you know, we'll see where that goes. Holding fingers for that. But yeah, so the goal was ultimately, if you go onto Finder and you ask for a plumber, you know, you don't have to think about it or whatever. Every plumber that gets onto Finder will be registered with the PRB. And you know that, you know, like I said, we've done our own research on the PRB to see if they are actually a decent, because I mean, there's a couple associations out there that we could have, you know, picked from, but we went and we looked at the leaders in the industry and we had, you know, almost our own set of criteria for what we expected from the industry, you know, and they make sure to keep up with their CPD. They have, you know, recourse for if something goes wrong, you know, there's a lot of, at least from Finder's opinion, we really like the way that the PRB specifically are running things. And like I said, we've had some chats with other organizations, Prava, one of them, that's the roofing and waterproofing association, you know, they also seem quite keen. So yeah, we're getting there slowly with the associations, but ultimately when a consumer uses Finder, they know that it is a professional, it is a professional tradesperson.
Because one of my other questions would have been to you is that, aren't there any other sort of similar apps or website, web-based applications like that? And what it was that differentiates a Finder from those similar apps?
Yeah.
And I think you've already answered that question by saying that you will exclusively make or list tradespeople who are registered and backed by industry bodies.
Yes, exactly.
Recognized industry bodies for that matter.
Yeah, no, exactly. And like you said, there, you know, this is not a completely new idea. It's not like I, you know, woke up one day and with this brilliant idea. It has developed from seeing, you know, there are other similar types of things, but none of them are exclusive to industry bodies. So what they say is they'll, you know, other apps or websites or whatever, they'll say that they have a set of criteria. That you have to meet. And that's why their guys are proper or whatever, because they've met their set of criteria. And I at Finder, we don't actually believe, I shouldn't have criteria. I am not in the plumbing industry. I do not know what the criteria should be. I do not know what the criteria for the electrical people should be, for locksmiths, for, I mean, I could tell you now, there's no danger in being a locksmith. I have no idea. There could be, you know, just as people go, oh, there's no danger in plumbing, you know.
You wouldn't know. But no, the industry bodies,
exactly.
The industry bodies would not.
I should not be judge and jury when it comes to who gets to be on my app or not. I need to be judge and jury on who I trust to let onto my app.
And those are the
industry bodies. So yeah, we've specifically made it. There are certain other differences. The pricing models of some of the other apps we think are a little bit. I mean, the one that we had a look at, they actually take 30% of the job. So whatever your job costs, they take 30% of that. And I mean, that's a lot of money to take from one job. I mean, somebody's getting screwed there. Mm. Either the consumer's paying 30% too much or the tradesperson is getting 30% less than what they should be. So there are like slight differences, you know, like in pricing models and stuff like that. But ultimately the biggest thing is that we only want to deal with professional people, you know.
Just before we continue the conversation, have a listen to this.
Don't forget to download the all-new and improved App Plumber from the Google Play Store. All your plumbing solutions are just a click away, exclusively for Android users.
At Advanced Valves, respect and integrity are our core values. This means our products have been manufactured with the proud plumber in mind, the one who does not compromise on quality. The proud plumber who saves his customers money and time. You, who values the importance of using SABS-approved products. Visit your nearest plumbing store to purchase SS Preferred Valve brand. Advanced Valves, your trusted leader in building your reputation. Also available on App Plumber.
who will benefit from the app, from Finder? Will it be only the consumers who will now have a tool that will help them to easily find, or assist them to easily find properly registered, properly qualified, licensed tradespeople within the specific area? Or will it also be those that are listed on Finder?
Yeah, so I think it's both. You know, it's definitely going to benefit the consumer because they have an easy way to find tradespeople, and they know that these are good tradespeople. But I think in the same way, it benefits the, maybe not the individual. No, it does. As long as, I mean, look, if you're not registered, you know, with a body, then obviously it doesn't benefit you, because I've now, you know, we've decided that those people will not be allowed onto the system. So yeah, but I think for the people who are, you know, you guys are, you're better, you know, you're better than everybody else. So you deserve to be, you know, the other tradespeople, you deserve to be put onto a pedestal, basically. Mm. You deserve to be the front of the face to the consumer. Mm. You know, the guys who have just said they're plumbers and have gone through no training, or the guys who just said they're electricians or locksmiths or pest control, they shouldn't be in the same mix as you.
Those, yeah, especially those without the proper,
yes,
proper training, proper, yes, qualifications behind
100%.
You know, calling themselves a specific tradesperson.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, I think so. You know, it's a way for the guys who did go in. I don't want to say do it right, but you know, they've gone through the effort to get their qualification. They are keeping up with their CPD. Mm. They are making sure that, you know, if they do get audited or, you know, something like that, that they go and
fix it.
They go and fix it, you know, and they should be the face to the consumer. They should be the ones who are, you know, representing their industry, basically.
And help to change that incorrect perspective,
yes,
that the consumers already have.
Yes, 100%. Like, it's not, yeah, that's something that's so, I mean, that's personally important for me. You know, I was never embarrassed to tell people that my father was a plumber, because my perception of plumbers was not what other people's perceptions are. But, you know, I'd be at school and, you know, I'd be like, oh, you know, what does your dad do? Well, my dad's an engineer. Well, my dad's a plumber. Mm. And then they'd kind of be like, oh, well,
it's frowned upon.
Yeah, he's a plumber. And I'm kind of like, no, I kind of think he's on the same level as your dad. You know, like, I don't think we can, like, you know, it's not, you know. So, yeah, I think it is important to, like I said, that's more personal, but to uplift the trades, you know, to everybody, we should be encouraging. You know, the unemployment rate in South Africa is insane, and I don't think that in our schooling system they put enough effort in putting people into trades. It's just university, university, university. And ultimately, the percentage of people who should be going to academic universities is a lot smaller than the people who should be. I mean, how many lawyers do you need versus how many plumbers do you need?
Exactly.
We don't need, if there's no plumbers in the world, you know, if there's no electricians in the world, doesn't matter what the lawyers do. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the engineers do. Okay, maybe doctors are different, but you know, it doesn't matter what the accountants do.
Yeah.
You know, we need, you know, and
the skilled tradespeople.
Yes,
absolutely.
And when it's frowned upon, and when it's not, you know, it's not. I mean, it was never. I had career days at school. There were never trades at career days. You know, and there should be. It should be something we should promote, and it should be something that we should be proud to promote. So yeah, so hoping, you know, like I said, it's a. You know, I'm hoping that
the tool, the Finder tool, will be more than just assisting consumers or helping, you know, properly qualified registered tradespeople to be listed and sort of be promoted in that. But it will have a deeper value.
Yes, that's a big, yeah. It's a, you know, it sounds a bit airy fairy, but like in my heart, you know, I do really believe. Yeah, hopefully it will, you know, bring up the industries to show, you know, that these are good guys and these are good jobs and they can do really good things, you know, for your family. It's not like, oh, I'm an electrician now, I'm not going to be able to provide for my family. I'm living proof that my plumber father provided for our family, you know.
Sufficiently.
Way sufficiently, you know, more than I could have asked for. So yeah.
All right. So the next question I'm going to shoot in a 3 and a 1.
Okay.
So we spoke slightly about, or we just barely touched on how the app will work. You mentioned sort of a management side to it. Mm. We know that the consumer will be able to use it and that the tradespeople will be able to use it.
Yes.
So just briefly explain or elaborate on that very briefly before we have to close on this episode. And then also, when is it expected to, when is Finder expected to launch? And most importantly, how will people know when it is launched? How will it be communicated to them? So it's a 3 in 1
question.
Yeah,
no, perfect. I can handle it. Okay, cool. So yeah, so basically there's like 3 systems. There'll be a management system, an app for the plumber or the tradesperson, not the plumber, the tradesperson, and then an app for the consumer. The management system will be web-based. You can use it on your phone as well if you need to. But, you know, if you have somebody in your office, you know, like I said, if you also by yourself, you know, you can also manage to do it on your phone. And it's just to help, man. It's a glorified calendar, really. It's what brings the, what shows you what jobs are coming in. You can allocate different of your team members to it, you know, that kind of thing. And then you have the physical app for the tradesperson who's out in the field, which, you know, he can use then, you know, he gets jobs allocated to him, for example. And then we have the consumer. So very briefly, those are the three kind
the
of
three
systems.
Parts of it.
It should be hopefully ready in November. And then we will hopefully be able to launch, as with developments go. You know, sometimes there are things that, you know, push us back and, you know, but yeah, crossing fingers for November. We'll do, you know, we're kind of like test things out in November, December, and, you know, then hopefully we can go full steam ahead from next year. And yeah, and then we have, I mean, all our social media accounts are set up. So we have Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. It's at Findar, so FINDARZA.
Okay, so the app's name is Finder. We pronounce it Finder.
Yes.
But it is actually spelled
Findar.
Findar,
yeah, with the A. So it's FINDARZA is the little username. So yeah, you can go follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You can connect with us on LinkedIn. And we will be announcing it there when the launch is happening. Yeah, sorry, what was the... Did I answer all those questions?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Just making sure. Yeah, so we'll be announcing there. I mean, if anybody has any questions or anything, I mean, you can email us at info@findar.co.za.
Just before we say goodbye, have a listen to this.
Are you a tradesperson or a trading company that is looking for a platform to market your services? Let Articulated speed up the process for you. You can use our podcast to sell your services. Email us for a quote at organizer@articulated.co.za. You can also visit our website at www.articulated.co.za.
We'd like to encourage our audience to follow Articulated Plumber on Instagram and Facebook, not only to find out more about the Man in the Van podcast, but also to learn more about any exciting and interesting news that we may have. Our handle on both Instagram and Facebook is Articulated Plumber. Listen, Victoria, this is just so exciting to know that a proper app with you know, an easy, quick way to find qualified and properly registered, reputable, trustworthy service providers within this in the skilled trades industry. So I'm looking forward to it. I know that I'm going to download it solid. And once again, thanks, Estak, for having joined me in the podcast and for your time and your effort there with and the information that you've shared.
Thank you so much for having us. Hopefully we'll be back.
Absolutely.
Next year sometime. And I can tell you that it's all launched and we're ready to go. But thank you very much.
Awesome. And of course, thank you to our audience for having tuned into and having listened to this episode. Finally, it's time to switch off this engine. Cheerio.
Man in the Van Podcast, your regular audio drive time companion.